Hello, Sue. What is Opening to Love?
Well, it's really a way of working with EFT, taking the idea that love is an energy, the emotional intelligence at the core of who we are. And I believe that we hold the memory of our reality as love deep in our unconscious minds. And this is alongside a whole mass of negative stuff, you know, all our unresolved anxieties, conflicts, and inherited baggage. And it's as if at the unconscious level our minds are split between love and fear. And our challenge with this work is to remove the blocks to our awareness of love with EFT. And as we do this, we find our true power. So opening to love is really about finding our true, authentic power on the inside. And as love and acceptance for ourselves grows, then it becomes possible to love others. So it's really simply removing the interference from what is really a natural connection that is already there. And once we get the blocks out of the way, we can't help but radiate love. So it's partly about developing a readiness or a mindset for this to happen, so that we're no longer, you know, looking for something externally, for something to fill ourselves up, coming from a sense that there's something lacking in the first place, so much as a kind of natural joining, that which is what follows from radiating love. And, you know, when we radiate love, everything we do is fun, it's meaningful, you know, attractive to others.
So is meeting someone or having a happy relationship down to chance or to fate?
No, I don't think so at all. You know, we grow up with a whole load of myths and fairy tales. You know, one day my prince will come, waiting for the knight in shining armour. This idea, always looking outside ourselves, you know, someone will come to free us, someone will come to complete us. And the bottom, what's underneath that really, is the implication that we need to be a certain way, or to look a certain way, act a certain way, to be chosen, or something is wrong. So it's all set up so that it's about getting love from the outside. Often our mothers will be maybe the person that plants a belief. You know, on one of our workshops, I remember one of the students doing the exercise, "My mother always said," and following that on with, "Nobody will love you if you're fat." And she was still working with the issues around that. So everything is kind of the wrong way round. This idea that love is something that we have to get. And being something that we have to get, I am not okay as I am. And then we're going into relationships and taking the fact of meeting someone or having a relationship means that I am okay, and that makes me okay for a while, which is absolutely fine until there's the first hint of something wrong, and then effectively we have sort of two wounded children out of their depth. So it's really about changing the way that we see ourselves first, and quite literally, as we see ourselves, so we will see others.
And it often seems like we're our own worst enemies when it comes to relationships. What do you think?
Yes, I agree. There's a lot of self-sabotage that goes on. It's really as if we are afraid of love. We have a fear of love and a fear to love and a fear to be loved. You know, maybe it's our biggest fear. And it's a paradox, really. So we're longing and searching for it, and we're afraid of it. And, you know, inevitably the outcome is that we don't get it. But with EFT, we have ways of really rooting out the ways that we've set it up like this, the ways that we've stitched ourselves up, you know, made it an inside job. So we really need to get at the core issues and clear them and look at the obstacles in the way of this natural flow, of this natural energy of love. And we often have conflicting beliefs around this. We can have, you know, I am longing for love and I'm afraid of it. I would love to find a partner and I'm afraid to be seen. You know, and I like to ask the question, what if I really got what I think I want? What would I lose?
And that's a great question. So do you think that love can be like an addiction?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think that's, in a way, that's a kind of consequence of being caught in this conflict between this longing for love and being afraid to love. And that by way of an attempt at a solution, we put in place substitutes or, you know, ways of getting by, or we'll call love something that isn't love at all, but a distortion of it and justify it by giving it that name. We can all think of examples of someone we know who's in a relationship where there might be emotional, you know, and or physical abuse, even violence, and hearing those words, "But I know he loves me." But you know, the fact of the matter is that real love is always kind. So we can set up these dependent attachments, these relationships which may be doing us harm or possibly even, you know, killing us, and that's really an addiction. So we're giving the name of love to what is really more properly hate, I think. And really, we need love as a pure energy. We need love at a physiological level. It is actually a physiological need, and it's somehow connected to touch, which I think is one of the important things that we're doing with EFT, being a touch therapy. And there have been lots of studies, lots of scientifically validated studies about the importance of touch, or the conveying of the energy of love in this way, and affecting our physiology. For instance, there was a famous study done in the 1950s in an orphanage in England, where the babies were given care. They were given enough food, and they were given clothing. They were given enough to provide them with, you know, sufficient to keep them okay, but they were not touched. And really, after a very short period of time, it was obvious that the babies weren't thriving. And then after a little bit longer, it became apparent that the babies were actually dying, so they had to call off the study. But I think that this is something that we know, that we understand deeper than we know, certainly deeper than at a conscious level, that we understand that love is not only an energy, but an intelligent energy, and there are different types of intelligence, and maybe love is the greatest intelligence, since it has the power to alter our physiology, it has the power to heal. So really, I mean, love in a romantic sense of, you know, finding a partner and having a relationship is just one expression of this, and clearing our blocks to the awareness of this innate intelligence is opening to the power to heal both ourselves and others.
So how do we open to love then? How can we create the conditions for it?
Really, by removing the blocks to its natural expression. And the blocks really coming from decisions that we make about ourselves in response to the specific events that happen, you know, throughout our lives. You know, what beliefs about ourselves and our worth are standing in the way of us giving and receiving love? Because these beliefs don't come out of thin air. You know, they come from our experiences and our responses to those experiences. So in a way, it's really not something that we have to do, but rather more of an undoing. And then when love flows in the way that it naturally will, we're capable of anything. So do whatever you do with love and you'll be happy.
Okay, and where does EFT come into this?
Well, EFT is the most amazingly powerful tool here. We have to get beneath the surface of what we think we want and what we think is possible to what we really want and are afraid to have, to get at the heart of that conflict. And we can do this with great questioning skills and detective work. And EFT makes getting to unconscious material possible. It makes it accessible so much more easily. It's so much easier to go to a deeper level than really with any of the other techniques that we've been using up until now. So we need to really be able to get to, where have we closed down? Where have we shut ourselves off? And not only identifying, but releasing these hurts and resentments and unresolved pain. You know, from when maybe we did take a risk at some point and didn't get what we wanted, and maybe made a vow that would never happen to us again. So first of all, opening to love is about committing to finding another way, to being open to the possibility that there's another way. And I really think that EFT does seem to connect us to that deeper reality that we talked of right at the beginning, that deeper reality of ourselves as love, as a state of being. And so we're holding that in our minds at one level, whilst we're also exploring, you know, the challenge and the fear that is around intimacy, and undoing what we've put in the way of that. What we put in the way of that through fear, really. And maybe ultimately this is what EFT is all about. You know, as we open to love, beginning with ourselves, we improve our connections and our relationships with all people. And that radiates out, and maybe that can radiate out and extend to nations and to the environment and to everyone and everything.
Thanks very much, Sue. I look forward to hearing more about it soon.
Thank you.